is up, everybody? It's episode number 10 of season 2 of the Playbook Podcast. My name's Garrett. With me, as always, are Gene and Christian. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
And today, we have our first guest of the season, friend of the program, and Palm Beach Central alumni, just like all of us, Kyle Schaefer. What's up, Kyle?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
It's just another day in college football paradise. Football's fun again, so we're back on the boat. So last week was a huge week. Football might actually not be that fun for Gene at the moment, but we had a big game, a big game, and let's just get right into it. Florida went and played LSU, like Coach O said, Death Valley, where teams' dreams come to die, and LSU killed the Gators.
In the second half.
Well, first of all, I'm surprised you can understand Coach O, but anyway, that was a great game for about 3.5 quarters, you know. Like, I was actually really proud of the Gators for the majority of that game. It kind of collapsed towards the end. The defense had some major errors, and then from there, LSU kind of closed it out. I think if it was in Gainesville, game could have gone the opposite way, but, you know, at the end ended up beating the spread. It's 2 touchdown games, so it is what it is. I still think the Gators have a shot. You know, they have to obviously win out, beat Georgia, and then get to the SEC championship, and then whatever happens, happens.
I mean, that's the only way you guys have a shot at making the playoff. Like we talked about a little bit before the show, there is essentially a quarterfinal playoff game in 2 weeks when UF and Georgia play in Jacksonville. Gene, would you like to apologize to me for saying that you didn't think LSU's offense was that good?
I will admit, LSU's offense is better than I thought. This was the first good defense they played all year, to be fair, but they put up over 40, so I can't diss them anymore.
Yep. Christian, what'd you think?
Wagon. That's what LSU is. LSU's a wagon, dude. I actually picked UF to cover. I thought UF was gonna come out and play with some urgency, and you know what they did, and they had the lead there, you know, and then the one thing that struck them, and it strikes everyone in the fourth quarter, is the depth, and they have some key injuries, and they just don't have the depth and talent that LSU does, but you know, I think that was kind of a win for UF, even though it was a loss. Like, neutral field, they could probably play. Even though, I mean, Joe Burrow did absolutely torch them. Like that was bad. But neutral field, I think that's a touchdown game. So while I think while the loss obviously hurts, I think UF still has a chance, like still has a path to, like Gene said, it still has a path to the playoffs if they are to handle their business. Because frankly, I can't sit here and say Georgia's better. You know, frankly, I can't sit here after watching Georgia this past weekend. I can't sit here and say Georgia's better. So that will be a good game. So I'm excited to watch. But yeah, so it's a loss, but it's kind of a win in the respectiveness, because no one goes into Death Valley at 8:00 and wins. Like, that's almost impossible. So
that's not true. Bama does it, and then they.
I mean.
But I do believe that Christian once said there are no moral victories in college football. So are you going soft on us though?
No, there's none. I'm just saying, from as far as the respectiveness of this game, like I came away saying, okay, the Gator, you know, the same way with Notre Dame. When Notre Dame lost to Georgia, I was like, okay, there's no moral victories, but I came away thinking like, okay, Notre Dame could play with anyone on a neutral field. And I feel like that about UF. I think Trask can sling it. And I think Pitts is good. Tony's good when he gets fully healthy. I think Piran's good. I think UF could play with anyone on a neutral field. So while there's no moral victories, it's as good as a loss as you can get.
Fair enough. So another game, we'll touch on this really quick. Miami, is Miami back, Christian?
Absolutely not.
they beat ranked Virginia. Everybody, we all picked them to cover, so that was good for us. Another team that I am putting a premature potential wagon stamp. Christian stamped LSU as a wagon. I have the stamp ready, and it's almost time to hit the team. Penn State. They dominated Iowa, right? That game was, you look at the score, you might be like, they didn't like dominate, but that game, there was no chance. They made Stanley look like a Pop Warner quarterback, and they play Michigan this week. We'll talk about that game in a little bit, but I think that team has a chance to make some noise. And the team that I still think is the best team in the country right now, Ohio State, has a huge game. Obviously not this week. They're probably going to beat Northwestern by 1,000, but they play Wisconsin in 2 weeks. So we'll see how that
Wisconsin's goes. A fun one to watch from my end too. I think Wisconsin plays some good fucking football up there. I really do.
I'm with you. I think Wisconsin's better than Penn State. That's a wagon.
I would jump on that wagon every time.
Okay, so I didn't do any stat checking, but I was watching the game, the UFLSU game, and a little stat came on the bottom of the screen, and it said 36 points, the least amount of points given up by a Big Ten team through first six games since 1977. That's the type of shit Wisconsin's doing on defense right now. Like,
that's crazy.
It's not the offense, it's the defense, and then you play, you get a lead. No one can score on your defense, and then you run the clock out. With the best running back in college football, and frankly, probably the best player. So they have
their defense hasn't been tested yet, man. I don't think it's been tested yet.
Gene, they're playing teams. Michigan State goose egg. Michigan looked horrible. They pumped the brakes off. It was like 35-7.
Michigan has looked terrible this whole year, though.
Exactly. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah,
okay, but it doesn't matter. You can't be like, they played nobody, and then like you still have Michigan ranked in the top 15, Gene. Like, come on.
Okay, but we're comparing them to Ohio State or Penn State right now. I still think, to me, I give Penn State a slight edge over Wisconsin. That's my opinion on it. If you look at my ranking, I have them one above the other.
Who has Penn State played in terms of better teams than Wisconsin?
I guess Iowa is the best team Penn State has played this year. I mean, well, everybody thought it was awesome, and then they beat them like 59-0.
Jumped off
the Maryland wagon real quick, but I don't know, man. I think Wisconsin's offense is one dimensional, man. I guess time will tell.
Oh, I mean, I don't even think it's a question. Wisconsin wants to run the football, but running the football and controlling the clock is the easiest way to win a game with the defense that Wisconsin has. I mean, they're not going to light anybody up like Burrow did Florida's defense this weekend. Don't get me wrong, but they're going to win a lot of football games running it very, very easily as well.
And that's the way that you beat teams that have a great offense. You grind them out and you take them into the deep water of the fourth quarter with a one score game because they can't hold the ball longer than like six or seven plays in a row. Cause you're just going to stop them and then run the ball 13 times and go down and kick a field goal. Like, it doesn't matter if you get stops every other drive or every drive. Like,
that was their score. Jonathan Taylor is going to get in the end zone too.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're ready to say like Penn State, but I'm telling you, Wisconsin's the wagon. If we're naming a wagon now,
all I said was the stamp is ready. Like it's on the ink pad. It's ready to go. It's not there yet. They got to show me. Like, if they dominate Michigan on Saturday, like that could very well push it over. So let's just touch on two more things real quick from last week. Oklahoma, Jalen Hurts winning the Heisman. I don't care what you guys say. Jonathan Taylor doesn't matter because he's not a quarterback. Sucks, but it's true. And then Notre Dame, not that good. Still not that good. They only beat US.
Notre Dame's been overrated for years.
Thank you. Finally.
Been overrated for years. I don't even think that's a question. I mean, the times that they've been able to step up and prove it. They haven't. I mean, I know this is completely different recruiting classes at this point, but Manti Te'o's team that played against Bama in the national championship, they got smoked, and then they got smoked in the playoff last year. And they're just not—they're not tested throughout the year. And then once they finally get to a big time game, they don't know what to do with themselves, and they've proved it time and time again.
And that's what I
go ahead, Christian.
I was saying that's what I always said, but then you watched them. So does that just mean? But you know, I looked at Georgia completely different last week. You know,
yeah.
But I said after that Georgia game, I was like, listen, they went on the road, played Georgia close. Tight mm-hmm. that they could play with anyone. If you play Georgia in a one score game on the road in a night game, like you can play anywhere with anyone. So I had completely changed my mindset on them, but then how good is Georgia now? You know, so I'm a little back.
Yeah, South Carolina kind of changed the topic.
Yeah, yeah for real.
It, so it now, changes the narrative, but it, exactly. But you almost got to get a redo game every now and then. I mean, Clemson's gotten one for how long now in the ACC? They lose one every year and still find a way into the playoff.
Well, I mean, look, if Georgia makes it to the SEC championship game and loses, like they're not going to the playoff because they lost to South Carolina. Like it would be completely different if they lost to UF, right? And then somehow they still made it to the SEC championship game and lost to Bama. Like they have a chance, but like they have to win it's the SEC to now. Get in. Like it's there's one path for Georgia, and that's. That's it.
They can't even lose another game. Yeah, it's done. That UF UGA game's an elimination game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Whoever wins that game is gonna. It will be in the SEC championship. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're winning the East.
Yeah, Doe's right. That's an elimination game. If you lose, your season's over. You might as well not even play. All right. So let's move on to this week. A great week. A lot of fun games. So just give you the update on the spread picks. Everybody is tight again. So we have Christian and Gene are tied, both 12-11. I'm 10-13. So, you know, I got some work to do. But Christian came back with a humongous 2 weeks. Mm. What are you in the last 2 weeks against the spread?
9-3.
So, again, if you hate free money, like, stop listening now. If you don't hate free money, we're going to give you some. So we got a lot of games to pick from this week. And let's just kind of start, because we talked about it before, with Michigan versus Penn State. Penn State is favored by 9. Kyle, you're the guest on the show. Let's hear what you have to say about this game.
Penn State all day long. Just a better football team up and down the field. 9 is not enough.
So what's the score going to be?
I'd venture to guess 34-13. Penn State.
Okay.
Oof. Okay.
That's awesome. Okay.
I'll go second.
Go ahead, Gene.
I'm in a similar idea as Kyle. Maybe not quite as big, but I think Penn State's going to show their muscle a little bit, and hopefully actually helps them in the rankings. You know, this game is home game for them, and I think they're probably going to win along the lines of 27-13. I think Harbaugh's seat is going to be a little bit hotter. I don't think he's going to be quite fired yet, but it's getting close. It's getting real close.
And that's with an agreement on the show that Harbaugh is as hot as it gets in college football.
Yeah, it's up. Him and Clay Helton.
Pretty damn hot. As far as Power 5, like notable coaches, I'm pretty sure his seat is the hottest. I like that score, Gene. So I think, like you said, I think this is a game where I think it's going to start off slow. I think it's going to be like kind of look like a defensive struggle at first, like who makes the last mistake kind of thing. But then I think Penn State. I think their running game is just very, very good this season. I mean, it has been for like the last 4 or 5 seasons, but I think eventually that's just going to push them over the edge. I do think they'll only cover by 10, though. I think it's going to be 27-17.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Dell?
You know, everything here for me, Penn State, everything, you know? Give me Michigan. I'm going Michigan here. I have a feeling. I mean, I just have
write that down.
I got it.
Gut feeling. Michigan has a more talented team. Michigan, I mean, they're due for this. Harbaugh needs it. I don't
Harbaugh
think they
needs
win.
An Ohio
I think
State they, win too. Can they beat Ohio State?
No.
Yeah,
that's a little different. Different levels here to me anyway. But so give me Michigan. I think it's actually going to be a super low scoring game. I'm not sold on Clifford. Not sold on him as a quarterback. I'm going to say Penn State 20-14.
Okay. For Michigan covers, but Penn State wins.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I thought you were going Michigan win outright. Wild. Okay. So let's move on to the Pac-12, everybody's favorite conference ever. So we got Oregon -3 going up against Washington. So I'll go first on this one. Washington snuck back into the top 25, the AP top 25, not the playbook top 25. You don't lose two games in the Pac-12 and stay ranked. So I think this is that kind of game that like Oregon loses every year where you're like, okay, they're the better team, but both teams are kind of good. And Herbert's supposed to be showing out. And I've said this 1,000 times, Eason has a fire hose attached to his arm. And this game, I think it's going to be a back and forth, kind of a high scoring game. But I think that I'm picking Washington, and I'm picking Washington to cover and to win. Oregon upsets, or no, Washington upsets Oregon. Give me 31-28.
What do you think, Kyle?
I got to be completely honest. Don't know a whole lot about the Pac-12. Watch a lot more of the SEC and the ACC. So in a situation where who's the home team in this situation?
Washington.
Washington, and the spread is Oregon -3.
Okay. All right. So typically I'd want to go better quarterback play. I'm going to take Herbert there all day long. But also as a gambler, I love home teams getting points. So I'm going to go with Oregon to win the game, but it's going to be a close one, like a last play type of deal. Eason's going to have a chance to chuck it in the end zone. Maybe a last minute field goal type of deal that they miss, but I'll go 31-29 Oregon, Washington covering.
Okay. Wow.
Ooh. That's an interesting pick. Wow.
You gotta love. I do agree with Kyle. You gotta love a home dog. So
I'll go next on this. You know, I was high on Oregon coming into the season.
Hard not.
Big time. They choked that game at the end of versus Auburn to start the year, but they dominated that game. They controlled that game.
Like shit till the fourth quarter.
They've been dominating the last few weeks. Like, and it's been, no one's really talked about it because it is that West Coast team, and now they had that loss early on. Oregon's good. Herbert's still the man. People are forgetting about this team. I'm telling you, Oregon's going to cover this, and this is going to be my lock of the week. Oregon covers this versus Washington. Give me Oregon 35-27.
Okay. Right. Gene?
Not going to lie, I've been pretty torn about this one. Really torn about this one. But I'm going the Washington route. I think they play better at home. Even though I do think Washington is suspect at the beginning of the year, I was a little bit, you know, high on them. I thought, you know, they could be like a surprise type of team to really go far. But they've been kind of back and forth. But I'm going to end up going with Washington on a low-scoring game here. I'd say Washington 20, Oregon 17.
Okay. Not bad. Gene and I picked the same game, so they're going to freaking lose. Dang it. So let's move on to the Big 12. And we got Baylor. Undefeated Baylor is an underdog to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State -3.5. So, Christian, let me hear what you got to say about this.
Baylor has survived some close games this year. Oklahoma State's lost a few close games this year. Baylor didn't deserve to win last week. I think that loss finally comes to him this week. Give me Oklahoma to cover here. I'm going to say 34-27.
That's State, by the way.
Huh? But-
said Oklahoma. I said, okay. Just to be sure.
Yeah.
That's Oklahoma
State. Yeah, Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma State, of course.
You said 34 to what?
27.
27. Okay, so a touchdown game. So, yeah.
You know, I'll go second.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with the same idea as Christian. I actually pick it to be an even higher scoring game than he does, though. I think it's going to be a shootout. Oklahoma State is that weird team where they're not really good, but their offense can put up a lot of points. Most of their games are, they score a lot. Even in their losses, they score a lot. I think it's going to be like, I'll say Oklahoma State 42 and Baylor 31.
Okay. So, Here's a little stat for you. Oklahoma State this season, 5-1 against the spread. Baylor is 3-2 against the spread. So I don't know, but you know, this game is at Oklahoma State. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma State as well. I do believe it's going to be a high scoring game. I think they're going to win 44-35.
I mean, to be real, it's a Big 12 game, so the defense isn't going to be very strong as it is. So high scoring, I think, is a safe bet. Take the better offense on the end of it. Again, I don't know a whole lot about the guys out there, especially these two. If we're talking Oklahoma-Texas game this past weekend, I watched that one, so I know a little bit more about that one. But like I said, Big 12, high scoring game, I think that's cash. Take the over. Make your money that way.
So who wins, Kyle?
Who's the home team?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's going to take it at home in a high-scoring affair. 44-35.
Okay. Ooh. Two people predicted the same score, so I think that might be one of the first times it's ever happened. But
kind of crazy.
So, you know, the over 66, I think that one is a safe pick the over. A little bonus action for you guys. So next up, we got Boise State playing BYU. So got that Northwest action, that Smurf turf against the Mormons. So this game should be very interesting. Boise State is favored by 6.5. Right now, Boise State is ranked the highest-ranked Group of Five team. BYU, not super great. Gene, what do you think about this one?
It's a tough one again. BYU, their record is pretty ugly. It's 2-4, but I think they're better than their record says, honestly. But nonetheless, I don't think they're actually good. You know, earlier when we were picking these games, I was looking at BYU's schedule from earlier. They did beat USC. That's their most impressive win, but I think Boise covers nonetheless.
On which quarterback did they beat USC?
That's a good question. I believe that was the freshman. I forget his name.
Which one of the three?
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, the second or third freshman.
The one that came in after Daniels.
Slovis, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but nonetheless, BYU, I think they're better than the record shows, but I don't think they're good enough to beat Boise. So I'll go Boise State. I don't think it'll be crazy high scoring, but still 35-24.
Okay. So this game is at BYU, not on the Smurf turf. Right. So part of me wants to pick BYU, but I can't do it. I do want to see Boise State lose. So Boise has that chance of sliding back into that highest G5 position, but I think all hope is lost there. But I am going to take Boise State to win by 2 touchdowns. Give me Boise State 31-17.
you need a lot of things to happen for UCF to be back in the conversation.
Anybody who knows me knows I'm not a fan of UCF, so I'm pulling for Boise State in this one.
It's been great.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I think this spread's weird. Like, well, I think Boise on a neutral field or at home is probably a 2-touchdown favorite. I mean, this team lost to Toledo, who just lost to Bowling Green. So give me Boise to cover. I don't care if they're at home playing wherever, Smurf turf, who cares? Boise's going to cover this game. Give me Boise. I think it's going to be a little lower scoring, though. Give me Boise 31-17.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Two games in a row, two people pick the same score. Magic.
Jeez.
Kyle.
I mean, y'all have convinced me on this one. I like Boise State. They're just it sounds like they're a better football team. I don't think anybody should be allowed to play on blue turf. I hate watching Washington State on the red turf too. Not gonna lie, it's just annoying, especially when they wear the blue and the guy laid down and you couldn't count him. Just doesn't make sense.
I like it.
You like it, really?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But, remember we all got psyched into thinking that Cincinnati painted their field black for that game? That was bullshit. They should not be allowed to do that. That team
has some serious fuckery. You're just mad because they beat UCF.
Right.
But easy enough, Boise State, 28-10.
Okay. Clean game. All right. The main event, a top 20 matchup. The Herm Edwards hype train versus Utah.
Oh, God.
Utah is somehow favored by 2 touchdowns. Like, what is this? ESPN says Arizona State only has a 17% chance of winning. Bullshit. I call bullshit. I'm riding with the Herm Edwards hype train until it comes off the tracks. Give me ASU to cover, to win outright. And I'm going to take them 27-21.
Jeez. Yeah, man.
ASU to win outright on a 13-point spread?
14.5 or 14.
14-point spread in Utah.
On the road.
This is in Utah, by the way. Like, come on, Garrett. You got to put your brain before your heart here, man.
I'm Look, convinced.
Man, anyway, the heart going, only gets you so
here's
far.
My pick.
Look what my heart did to me with UCF, bro.
I know. Look at that. You're right. Anyway, I think Utah's going to cover. And I'm sorry, Garrett. I really am. But I think Utah's going to be winning like 41 to like 17. I apologize. But
oof.
I don't think it's going to be that close of a game. I think Arizona State has definitely been impressive, better than I planned for. But I think Utah still is trying to show that they're legit. You know, there was a point in the season where I thought Utah could be good enough to even kind of make a playoff run. Now it's unlikely because they have a loss. Really, Pac-12 teams with a loss probably aren't going to make the playoff. But I think Utah is going to probably show their muscle a little bit. So that's it.
I'm with you, Garrett. I'm riding this train. I'm going Herm Edwards here. I haven't seen enough for me to say Utah is a 2 touchdowns better than Arizona State when Utah was just only favored by 15 versus Oregon State last week. Seems a little sketch to me.
What's the score of that game?
They did win that game 52-7, but Oregon State is one of the worst teams in football.
Which is what I'm saying. If you're only favoring Utah by 15 versus Oregon State, how are you giving them 14 versus Arizona State to start? I'm not buying it. I think Arizona State's going to cover. They play defense. They keep it close. Give me Utah to win outright, but give me Arizona State to cover. I'll say 31. Say, let me think here. 31-21.
Okay.
All right. I'm not hopping full on. I'm going to agree with Doughboy here. I think Herm Edwards is going to find a way to cover. I don't have any doubt in that, but I'm going to go 27-20.
Utah 27-20?
Yeah, I'll go Utah 27-20. Don't see with everything that I'm hearing here, I don't see a blowout. I could absolutely see the experience from Herm Edwards' side coming in and making it a game. But.
Mind you, Kyle, Utah, by the way, has one of the top like two or three running backs in all of college football. By the way, Zach Moss, don't forget that.
Okay, yeah, that's just a bit of a stretch. But last week we took the tickets. Yes, we took the tickets for the hype train, and you stayed on the platform. So it's too late for you to jump on, bro.
Okay, I'm Utah already. I told you, and we'll bring this back up next week. But okay,
damn right we will.
If Arizona State wins, we need a full apology from Gene next episode.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show,
one paragraph. One paragraph. Maybe two.
Yeah. Double spaced. Maybe two paragraphs. Front and back of one page, Times New Roman 12-point font. Okay.
It has to be addressed to Herm Edwards.
You know? Oh, okay. No, here's Gene's punishment. If Arizona State beats Utah, Gene, I want you to literally write a letter and mail it to the Arizona State football facility apologizing for picking against them.
They have to win outright, not the spread.
Yes, if they beat Utah.
If they win.
You need to
outright.
You need to go on your computer, type a letter saying that you're sorry for picking against them and not believing in the Herm Edwards hype train, and then you need to go to the store, buy an envelope, buy a stamp, and send it in the mail to Arizona.
Yeah, my word, I'll do it.
Okay.
I gotta pull up Arizona State now. I'm so in.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, I agree with you as well. Give me Arizona State all the way.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll take pictures too.
Perfect. So let's move right along. Let's go with our locks of the week. So Christian gave his already. Oregon -3 is his lock. My lock of the week, let me pull it up so I can get the exact number here. But I got a team that is 5-1 that nobody is talking about right now. This team, sneaky good, San Diego State -8 against San Jose State.
Okay.
So let's see if I can get back on with my lock of the week after Toledo let me down when they were 26-point favorites against Bowling Green and they lost. Gene, how about you?
My lock of the week is my favorite team other than FAU. It's Florida at South Carolina. And as much as it's an away game, I know it's a dangerous pick, actually. I still think I think Mullen's a little bit upset about what happened last weekend. I think he's going to want to show some vengeance, and the game is only a 6-point spread. To me, that's nothing. I think Florida's going to win. No. I think Florida's going to flex a little bit, probably win by like 2 or 3 touchdowns. So that's my lock of the week.
Okay, Kyle.
As bad as this is going to sound, backing up a Gator fan with the lock being the Gators. I honestly think this is easy on this one, especially finding out that it's a 6-point favorite. They did just take down Georgia, who is the consensus going into this week best team in the East. I think anybody would have put Georgia over Florida at that point. But Jake Fromm, he was a little off that week and stuff that I haven't seen. I mean, there were a couple routes where he just missed open receivers. He missed reads, was trying too hard to do certain things, and just didn't play up to anywhere near his potential. I don't think South Carolina is really that good. I think Florida comes out pissed off about the LSU game because they came out very confident, and then LSU made them look very bad, and they're going to come out pissed off. And Trask isn't Franks either. Trask has a different mentality than Franks does. Franks was quite the baby. Anytime anything didn't go his way, he wanted to fold. I see Florida winning this one 31-10. On the road, don't care. I think it's easy money. Win, cover the whole nine yards, parlay it, make as much money as you can.
Okay. All right. So this is I'm glad to hear some more anti Felipe Franks talk from somebody besides myself on this podcast. So the next game, Christian's favorite game, and Christian gets to pick first this week because he was the only one who successfully called his shot picking Miami to beat UVA, which, I mean, we're not surprised, but it is what it is. Hey. So, Doe, which top 25 team is losing this week?
So this is simple. The team that just keeps beating teams they shouldn't beat, and they beat a top 25 team last week, and they're doing it again. Give me Temple to beat SMU on the road.
Damn it.
Wow.
Damn.
We all had it, didn't we? We all had that.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Okay.
We all have that.
It's scramble time. It's scramble time. Okay, Kyle, right. As the guest, which top 25 team is going to lose this week?
Oh,
yeah, Kyle, the idea here, you have to pick an unranked team. So if you can pull up the schedules, look real quick. You have to pick an unranked team to be a top 25 team.
Damn, slim pickings after that one.
It actually really is slim pickings.
Dope.
I'm trying to pull it up at the moment.
I'm so mad because literally
I've been riding SMU like so hard. I was even giving Gene shit today for not ranking them high enough, and
you're gonna drop them right off.
Oh hell yeah, bro! I'll cut you like that. Oh man.
Oh boy. Looking at this.
The pickings are real slim because there's a whole lot of, you know, big spread type of games.
Eesh.
Okay. That'd be wild.
I mean, we already picked Boise State to win.
Oh, wait.
I mean, dude, it's all hypothetical.
Let me hear it, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm shoving here. Mizzou's not going to lose that game. Just because I don't like Sam Ellinger, Kansas is going to beat Texas.
Okay.
Oh, that would be wild.
Dude, Texas that would be wild. They showed that very, very much against Oklahoma. I mean, I know this is a stretch, obviously. Kansas 2-4, just not a very good football program.
That's what it's for, though.
I think that would also bring me the most joy because Sam Ellinger is not back in any form or fashion.
No,
thank you.
I like Ellinger. Hey,
I mean he's gonna be he'll be playing on Sundays. Don't get me wrong, but Texas is not back by any means.
Right.
Depends what you mean by back. They're better than a couple years ago. I don't think they're playoff back, but they're better than a couple years ago.
Not better than last year. Shit.
Well, the other pick, I forgot all about it, even though I was just talking about it 20 minutes ago. It's Oklahoma State beating Baylor. So that's my pick.
All right. I'm just gonna get crazy here. Give me Louisville to beat Clemson.
Really?
They dropped 60 points last week. No, never know.
Hey, and Clemson always loses a game like that. Every year, there's that one game that they just lose 24-21 because they played like shit against North Carolina State. And
I was gonna say UNC could have been that game though. Exactly. UNC could have been that game already, and they figured out a way to win it. So now they run the table.
Yep, that's how I'm thinking.
I mean,
that's a good point, Kyle.
I don't think they're gonna lose, but I mean, I was hoping that missed the Oklahoma State one, then I could like slip in with that one at the end. But he got it. He got it. So.
No, the SMU one was my real pick, man. I picked that out like literally like yesterday, but whatever.
Earlier today, I was like, "Oh, SMU, Temple, that's the lock. Temple's the lock. Temple's moving into the top 25." So I don't know. Crazy. So Kyle, we'll ask you one more question before we wrap this up. So as of right now, who are the four teams that you think are going to make the college football playoff at the end of the season?
Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU.
Wow.
Okay.
So, wow. So you think even if let's say Bama beats LSU,
Bama's going to beat LSU. And Bama's mm-hmm. going to be in the SEC championship. They're going to beat Georgia. Right. And I hate to say that because I'm a Florida fan.
I think Florida's going to get in there.
And anyway, LSU has put up such an impressive track record that they're going to get by on the fact that they're the better team. It's the verbiage of the playoff, which is why I personally don't like the playoff. The verbiage of we want the four best teams there. I think LSU is going to get by on that fact.
And Oklahoma, you're reading out.
I'm sorry?
Who did you leave out? Oklahoma?
Yep.
I left out Oklahoma, yeah. If Oklahoma wins out. They're a good team.
And if Oklahoma wins out, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think LSU
wins out, though.
I think LSU would get in if they both have one loss, hypothetically speaking, because I think wins over UF and Texas would be amazing for LSU, with their only loss being Bama. But if Oklahoma runs the table and LSU loses one game and Clemson runs the table and Ohio State runs the table, then LSU's not getting in. But that's a lot of hypothetical. We're still pretty far away.
Yeah, there's, you know,
I agree exactly with what Doughboy just said. If all those teams run the table and there's three undefeated teams, then yes, I agree with that. But I see Oklahoma having that one week of we don't know who it's going to be. I'm not going to pick out who it is, but they're going to have that Clemson game where they just, for whatever reason, they lose, and then LSU's one loss to Bama is going to look a lot better.
Okay, in that case, I could see it.
I can see it happening too. So.
The SEC has that. It has the name, and it's not going anywhere until the SEC loses it.
Oh, trust me.
And the Big 12.
I'm the big advocate of that. Defense.
Look, that I would love to see LSU get in instead of Alabama, so I'm all for it.
I don't know.
I don't see that
We'll
happening.
See. We'll hey, see. I think. Again, I think.
Alabama, not the best team in college football. Sorry.
We'll see about all that.
I will die on that hill.
Ohio State is then.
That's correct. It's actually Arizona State, but whatever.
Oh God!
It's actually what?
I'm just kidding. It's not Arizona State. But all right. Anything else, Christian? Anything else you want to touch on?
Nope. Miami's going to whoop Georgia Tech's ass. Not even going to be close. I'm not worried about it. Yep, it's happening. This is basically a bye week for Miami. They lose this game, I'm probably ghost on the next podcast. No, just kidding. But I'm treating this as a bye week. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to just watching some good games, seeing how this pans out, seeing how John Harbaugh responds and how he goes on the road into Happy Valley is going to be like the biggest thing I'm looking forward to this weekend. Damn, but besides that,
not coaching the Ravens this week. He's coaching Michigan.
You know what I mean? My fault.
Gene, anything else from you, my friend?
Nothing in particular. You know, FAU strolling along, hopefully get 5 wins in a row this weekend against Marshall, but nothing crazy.
Doing it big. So, one last thing. Henderson gave up that touchdown pass finally. So golf clap for me for calling that one. All right. So this was fun. So, also check out our Instagram at the Playbook Pod for our top 25. There's going to be a surprise at the top of the list for everybody. So Christian.
Kyle, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you. It was good talking to you about some football. And as always, drop the music.
Buckler. Postal, 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 postal